So welcome to surfacing line of business data SharePoint using BCS and search. So just so that we're on, I'm going to set the level of expectations just in case some people ended up in the wrong room accidentally. It's going to basically be a 200 level session on taking information in line of business systems and bringing those through the search engine. We're going to use a number of tools, and it's going to use BCS, Secure Store, or not, right, because we're going to talk about options for those, and then configuring with Enterprise Search, and then I'm going to talk about the gotchas along the way, and hopefully none of them are fatal to my demo. This session is demo heavy. We're building everything not completely from scratch like I normally do for some of those who've seen me do some really dumb demos. On this one, everything is, all of the components that we need will be built using PowerShell or whatever. And like all the other sessions, any of the scripts and stuff that I have are available. Shoot me an email. I'll try to make sure they're on the site so you can download them with the deck, but that doesn't always align. But then I'll have my email address and my Twitter handle there so that you can reach me at any time. So my name is Shannon Bray. I'm a Microsoft Certified Master in SharePoint and also Microsoft Certified Solutions Master, the new certification that just recently launched. Other than that, there's just a whole bunch of letters there. I'm the Chief Architect for Planet Technologies. Also written the award-winning SharePoint 2010 Administration with PowerShell. My daughter gave me an award, so that's what it's been based off of. And I'm currently in the process of doing another book for Microsoft Press on Architecting 2013. It too will be an award-winning book. Well, we'll see how that works out for us. All right, so what's our problem space? How many people have data outside of SharePoint in your organization? Well, that's probably why we're here, right? It's pretty much just about everybody. Now, in the world that we live in, you know, diving into one system and then having to go jump into another system just doesn't typically work for us. And sometimes some of those systems, people don't even have access to it, and we don't want them to have access to it. So really what we're going to try to do today is talk about the different options that we have on bringing this information forward, being able to locate it, and at the same time, not giving too many permissions to the information. Because oftentimes, right, if you have an organization of, say, 150 people, your DBA, any DBAs in here? Ooh, wow, we can talk about some DBAs today. Your DBAs aren't going to want to go through and give every individual independent rights to all of that data. So we'll talk about that. So along the way, we're going to actually have requirements. And here's our requirements today. SQL Server Database, Contoso LOBs, just the name of it. It's a very simple table. It can get as complex as we want with views and everything else. But it's going to contain some social data. The content should be refreshed every 5 minutes so that every time the data is something new gets in, I want it to show up in search 5 minutes later or less. And then since the data is owned by an external program, it cannot be moved to SharePoint, but I want to be able to augment that data. So we're going to be able to add, delete, modify through SharePoint just as it was, just like a regular list and library. So what we're going to talk about today is the out-of-the-box components that will satisfy that particular solution. We'll talk about the flow of information and how to get the information out of that database all the way to the web browser, and then the steps of configuring the components. And this is pretty much when we're going to kick over to the demo. Now, is there anybody here that does not have the enterprise version? A couple, right? Because some of the components I'm going to talk about require the enterprise version. So I don't want that to be a dream killer. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about solutions without Secure Store and find out how to accomplish almost the same thing without the tool. Now, there's some caveats there, and we'll talk about those along the way. And then common mistakes to avoid. And I may have a new one that I found this morning. I may show it to you firsthand. It all depends on, had a rough morning so far. So, the out-of-the-box components, right? SharePoint Designer 2013. Has everybody downloaded and played with that? Now, one of the reasons why this is a 200 instead of a 300 is we're not doing any code. But oftentimes when we're creating external lists and things like that, we can easily do that with Visual Studio. I think that's kind of overkill for exactly what we're trying to do here, because most of the people at this conference has access to SharePoint Designer, and it's fairly easy to use. BCS, Business Continuity Services, BDC, whatever you want to call it, because under the hood, right, it's still got the same terminologies and stuff from its 2007 relationship. Secure Store, Search, Claims to Windows Token Service. I'm just going to talk about it. It's not really a solution for us, but I want you to know that it's not a solution for us. So we'll talk a little bit about why there. And a Windows PowerShell, right? That's a tool for everything. But most of the things that we're going to do today are going to be PowerShell driven because it's automation. If we can pull it off once, we just keep running the same script and we're going to get the same results. We hope. So, our flow of information. We have our data, our LOB data, inside our database. Now, in the demo, I'm going to create an account in an Active Directory. We're going to assign that particular account permission to the database. I'm going to do the entire flow just so you can get an understanding of exactly what needs to happen. We're then going to create an external content type using SharePoint Designer. And then we are going to bring this information into SharePoint. Now, I'm going to do it as an external list. External lists aren't required for search to work. But for me, I want to make sure that things are working so that this is going to tell us if Secure Store is configured correctly, if the permissions for BCS is configured correctly. And once all that's going, I can delete the external list if I want. But based off the requirements we had, we want to have CRUD operations. So that external list is going to help satisfy those requirements. We're then going to expose the data as external lists and in BDC sources. And the advantage of search in 2013 and the previous versions as well, we're able to search BDC content. We're then going to crawl SharePoint, you know, and then we'll just probably have a big silent pause as SharePoint decides whether or not to crawl. Right, we'll try to come up with something there. And then hopefully at the end, we're going to be able to display the information to the users. Now, depending on how all of this goes, there are some additional things that we're going to look at with the BDC profiles and things like that, because the search results, if it's just grabbing information out of SQL, isn't necessarily presented all that well. So we'll talk about the profiles and stuff. All right, so let's stop talking and let's start typing. So I got a brand new farm, as you can see from the, everybody can see this? Okay. All right, so we're inside central administration. First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to kick over to the AD box and stuff. We're going to kind of talk about the data from the access and the SQL layer to begin with. All right, so I'm going to come to the add my users. This is just the particular folder I use for most of my SharePoint accounts. So what I'm doing is I'm creating an account that I want to have access to this particular data. The reason why this is important is because I do not want to give the entire organization access to the SQL layer. This account can have any number of permissions, but really what it's going to need for this particular demo is the read and write capabilities. I'm going to enter my super secret password of password. And we are done with this server. So now from the SQL perspective, I have two tables. There's absolutely nothing too thought-provoking here. Select 1,000 rows, we're going to see that we have two, right? And the goal here is I'm going to be able to add information from SharePoint and add rows here. So what I want to do here, see how pretty those database names are? Just wanted to point that out. That's all script. All right, so we come into the security section here. Logins. I'm going to do a new login for the one I just created. We'll search for them. SPLOB. All right, in this particular guy, we're going to do user mapping to Contoso LOB, right? And we're going to give them read and write. No need for any SAs or anything like that. So this should keep the DBA happy. Most of this will probably happen on the side of the DBA. And from here, we are now officially done with this box. So now we're going to come back into our program here. Now, the one thing that we need to keep in mind is our services that we're going to use. So we're going to use Secure Store. We're going to use Search. Now, I do have all of those ready to go. I'm just going to open them all here real quick. All right. So this first script doesn't take too long, but really what it's going to do is going to give me BCS, Manage Metadata, and Secure Store. So two of the three of those are critical for, actually, it may just be Secure Store and BCS. Manage Metadata I've already put on there. This one here is going to take about 2 minutes. Or less, and then right after here, I'll start the search. Search takes about 5 or 6 minutes, but I'm going to talk my way through that and redirect your attention somewhere else while that's sitting there working. Now, you're more than welcome to use PowerShell, or you can use the UI, right? If you go into Central Administration, to create some of these services. Got our new button up here. Those are the preferred ways. You don't necessarily get a name. All your databases as pretty as mine if you use here. All right. We're also going to go create an external content type, but we can't do that until BCS is complete. Which it should be done now. Okay, let me go start search here real quick. So for those of you who are used to scripting search in the old, in 2010, you'll see that there's a lot less going on for 2013. Okay, so now that we have BCS and Secure Store, we are ready to open up our SharePoint Designer. Now, in Designer, let me open up a site here. Didn't see that coming. Let me make sure I have my... I'm using host header site collections. For those of you who noticed that the URL was a little different there. But we'll be able to work it out. Create view all site collections. Just want to make sure that this guy does exist. What's that? Oh, really? Well, I appreciate that. Because I was like, that is not part of the demo. So first thing not to do, don't just go hit open site, I guess. Okay, so our external content types. Once we have our site open, we come down to our external content type, click our button up here, here. That wasn't supposed to be part of the demo either, but we'll see how it goes. So basically here, I'm just going to give it a name. I'm going to use something very generic, LOB, because it's pretty much what we're going for today. But you know, in real life, you'd probably want to give it something a little bit more meaningful. Here, I'm going to add a connection. And then we're going to kind of talk about some of the things that we see here. Through SharePoint Designer, we get our three options. We have our .NET, we have SQL, and then we have WCF services. There's a lot of other connections that you can create if you had Oracle backend systems or things like that. Oracle does not come out of the box with SharePoint Designer, but there's some very good tools out there that will get those connections for you. Now, there's some other things that we can do here besides these particular data sources, and we'll kind of highlight those in the authentication mechanisms as we go. So I'm going to pick SQL Server. Now at this point, it's asking me for a SQL Server connection. I have not yet created my secure store, so now I'm going to jump over and we'll talk about that a little bit. All right, so secure store has been built. We'll come to application management, Manage Service Applications, Secure Store, and the very first thing we're going to need to do is generate our password key. It's nice enough to tell us that. I'm going to use my super secret password. Just a little note on Secure Store, TechNet recommends that your Secure Store database might want to be on its own SQL instance, and that's primarily for security reasons. In real life, I haven't really seen too many people do it, although I recommend it, and I tell them, they're like, you want me to have a whole instance for that little database? So just know that that is a recommendation, but we also understand the budgeting issues for that decision. So basically, I'm going to come in here and create a new target application ID. And what this is going to do is it's going to map a set of credentials any way that we need. I'm going to just call it LOB, keep it simple. And today I work for Contoso. Target application types, this is important to help drive home the particular model that I'm doing. We basically have two types. We have individuals and we have groups, right? If we wanted to keep an audit log of everybody entering the system, we would then create an individual item. But for the sake of this, I'm going to have everybody access the data with the new SPLOB account that I created. Now here, I've had some people get a little confused on this screen, so let me just kind of tell you what's going on. This is just where you kind of set the verbiage around the username and password. I've seen people start entering their account information here, and that comes later. So typically, unless you just want to change what this is called, you can just hit next. If you want to see the password masked or unmasked, we have that option here. I'm going to go ahead and leave it unmasked so we can, you know, share my password. Here we have our administrators and we have our members. This is going to be an important area because this is going to be one of the areas that we're going to, it's one of the first areas in troubleshooting. Secure Store is not as nice as some of the, sometimes it gives you some good errors, sometimes it gives you some that are very difficult to figure out. Secure Store is also a little touchy sometimes. Hopefully this time it won't be, but we'll talk about some of the touchiness in the end. So I'm going to make my administrator the administrator for the application, the target application, and then I'm going to add a couple members. And instead of bouncing back and forth, I'm going to go ahead and just enter some members here, and we'll kind of talk about why they're important. The first one I want to do is what's that? Oh, Consoto. We want to make sure that whatever we're crawling with is going to be able to access the secure store. If I fail to do this, it's going to tell me access denied by the secure store. Sometimes it gives me a nasty one. We're going to leave it at this for a second. Now, nowhere along the line do we actually enter our credentials. It completely kind of skips that piece. So we're going to hit the drop down, come in here, set credentials, and then we're going to type our users. This piece here is not my favorite. Right, because there's no way to validate. We don't get to browse. If you have a Oh, yes, please. It's by our booth. Be like, time out. All right. That's enough to kind of get you rattled loose for a second. Secure Store. All right, so I'm now going to add the account to the database that we just did. So that's going to be the SPLOB, because that's the only account that actually has permission. So we specify that here. There is no validation. So if you, I like to see my password here, because if you have a typo, you get a different secure store error that's not as obvious. I just always know to come to secure store first. All right, so that's our secure store. Now we get to validate and test our account access when we come back to SharePoint Designer. Our server is Contoso SQL 1. Even if you're using SQL aliases, it doesn't translate here, so you have to type the actual SQL name. Contoso LOB is the name of the database. Oop. And then we can connect with the user's identity, with the Windows identity, or a custom identity. If we do the first one, everybody who's trying to access, those credentials will be passed back. They're going to get access denied by the BDC, right, because this is where we do our external content type, and nobody has permissions. So what we're going to do here is use our secure store ID, which we created. We called it LOB. And now I'm being challenged because BCS makes a direct connection back to that data, right? It's not going through SharePoint. So when people see, hey, I just entered the credentials I want to use, why am I being challenged? It's because it's not going through SharePoint using those credentials. So now we'll do Contoso SPLOB. And if this barks back at me, then I know I've screwed something up in the SQL side. So it's a good milestone. Wonder how fast Fabian is running. It is a Dell Precision with the big bricks. All right, so here's our two tables that are in our database. So here we can select one or all or views or anything we want to do here. I'm going to go ahead and pick the social table just because it satisfies the requirements. I'm going to right-click on them, and then we have the opportunity to create a number of operations. I'm a little lazy today, so I'm going to do create all operations. But depending on the kind of data you have and how you want to interact with it, you can do just read, write, or however you want to configure that. You have read item, you have read list. And then from there, you have the opportunity to pick the fields that you want to come back. The alias, to me, is an identifier. And then we have the opportunity to select filters. If you've got a lot of data coming back, you're going to want to configure a filter, primarily because there's some hard-coded limits that are working behind the scenes. And if you try to bring back more than 2,000, not going to get anything back. So if that's going to be a whole nother set of, if you're starting to see some data, but then sometimes you don't, that could be an indicator. I have two rows so far, so I'm going to be pretty good with no filter. All right, so now we've created our external content type. Now I want to make sure that everything is good. Secure store, BCS, and all of that. So I'm going to come in here and save this guy. And then we'll see our little LOB here in the bottom. If I right-click them, I can then create an external list. We can call it whatever we want. We'll call it SPC demo. Now, a lot of people will jump right from here and go straight to test it, and then they get disappointed. I'm going to go ahead and show you what it looks like. That way, if it happens to you, you'll know exactly what we're doing. So we go to Contoso. We'll go minimize this. A little spinning wheel. Yay. We're working on it. They got so polite with this release, right? You're like that's going to stop you from calling if you got a problem. Oh, Fabian. He's sitting.
Good luck. Ah.
We shall try. This really was going to be the best demo of the conference, too. Now, where's the end? Start from one end and work my way back. If the power is zoom. Is there life? Painful. Anybody see how good the Hyper-V story is when power just goes out? It's telling me a nice message now. It's like you're running out of battery and you've attempted to give me something a little weak. But we're going to go ahead and see if we can't march on. Let me see if... All right, let's talk about Secure Store a little bit, why the laptop's coming back up. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. See how big those are? All right, so Secure Store, as we've kind of seen, or as we will see, right, is responsible for passing the credentials back to from BCS to the SQL database. The problem is you have to have Enterprise to make that work. So there's some PowerShell. So the next item we have is revert to self. Basically, what the revert to self does is it allows you to access the data in the context of the application pool that's calling it. So let me kind of explain what that is. And if we're able to get back on track, I'm going to show you at the end what that looks like. But in my www.contoso.local, I have an application pool called SP Content. Right? When I use the revert to self method, I'm going to have to go back to SQL database and give SP Content access, read and write access to that data. It solves the problem from the standpoint of not having to put everybody in there. Man, you were like just seconds too late. I appreciate you. Oh. Yeah, that's not bad. Next time I see somebody from the Hyper-V team, I'm going to say, what's up? Does your VMware do that? All right. Okay, so what I wanted to show you is if I come in here to the BDC list, I should see access denied by BDC. This error used to really get me. But then I'm like, oh, just go to BDC, right? I'm going to give it some permissions, and then life's going to be good, or we hope. So now we're going to bounce over to Central Admin, Managed Service Applications, Business Continuity, or Business Data, and now we see that we have our LOB. So I'm going to hit this checkbox, and I'm going to allow individuals to actually use the BDC. So really what I want to do is let all of my users access the BDC. But I've also found that you're going to want to give explicit permission to search too. Groups used in this instance don't typically translate all the way to the back and you get some weird errors. So we'll do SP search, and that should work. Oh, wait, but you also always have to have somebody that has set permissions, right? So I'm also going to need an administrator. All right, so the administrator, I'm going to give set permissions and execute. I'll just go ahead and give them all of them. Search, right, it just needs really execute permissions. And the same thing with all the users. They're just going to execute the BDC to get the information that they need. They don't need to edit the models or anything weird like that. I am going to uncheck this checkbox. We're going to talk about that in a little while. Found an interesting hiccup earlier today. I believe it's that checkbox. So, we're going to find out. So, now when I come... Let's try this again. Is there a timer? There's a timer job there. Unable to render the data. I've seen this before. So let's go take a look at... this guy. Still haven't got all the 2012 nuances. Going to the event viewer. Windows log. And we're just going to see if it gives us just a little bit more detail there. And typically here might be where we might see access denied by BDC or something, or access denied to secure store. I don't actually see anything that should be critical there. I'm going to go hit refresh again. All right. Every time I see this particular error, I go back to secure store, I delete that target app, and I recreate it exactly the way I did. Yes? Well, let's go find out. Guess when you're up here and you just talk, life gets away from you. All right, let's go try it again. There we go. Thank you. So that's why I go back and I delete it, because maybe the second time I'll do it right. So. Yeah, and there's a couple places in SharePoint to do that. You can give somebody rights as an admin, but it doesn't mean that they get to use stuff. So you want to get a little bit more explicit there. So at least now we know Secure Store is good, right? Our BCS connection is good. Now what we want to kind of do is try to get search to work with this information. So now we're going to bounce over to our... managed service applications. So a couple things on search. You know, the first thing I'm going to go do is I'm going to change my default access account. We don't necessarily want to be crawling all of our data under the context of the farm. Now, in SharePoint, right, we have the concept of managed accounts. Typically, everywhere you see an interface like this, where you're entering the name, there's no browse button, and you're entering the password twice, that area is not meant for a managed account. You're going to see this in two spots here, and also the user profile sync account. So typically, you do not want those as in your managed account list. If you do, no big deal, right? But If those passwords get changed, the system isn't really going to know that. And then it gets a little confusing to people. if you're trying to troubleshoot it. All right, so right now we have zero items, as we would expect, right? We just created everything. We have content sources. Now, by default, we have our SharePoint site is automatically going to be added here. I don't really care about that one for the sake of this conversation. I am going to do a new content source. I like my naming convention today. We're going to stick with that. Now, here's where everything changes a little bit, where we have our line of business option. And then, you know, depending on all of the BDC connections that you've created, you can get as granular as you want. For the sake of this conversation, we're just going to go ahead and do all of it. Once you, if encapsulated a data source into one of the content sources, you can only do it once. So if I try to go do it again, it'll say, oh, you've already included it. We're not going to do it. All right, so we have our LOB. And we're going to go ahead and start a full crawl. Now, one of the requirements were that we're going to be able to refresh this data every 5 minutes, right? So that would be when we're coming in here, and I'll do it once we're successful getting things to work. But then we're able to do a full crawl, you know, once a day, once a week, however you want to do it, and then run the incremental crawls every 5 minutes. You're going to want to be careful exactly how often you're crawling, because a crawl won't start if it's already crawling that data. So you're going to want to monitor the information that you're crawling and then kind of space it out. I mean, some people want, oh, I put something in there, I want to be able to find it just like that. I'm like, all right, you just put it there. You should know where it is. But if you really want to go find it and search, you know, we can change the refresh rate. Yes, sir. Well, it will pick up all the incremental stuff. If you run it the very first time, it's basically a full crawl. I'll look into that. That's a good point. I don't know if it's got its own internal one. Yeah, he's basically saying, you know, because when we crawl in content inside SharePoint, it's got modified dates and all of that, that they get flagged as things change, but we don't necessarily have that. So the BCS may actually do a full crawl every time. So I will find out, and then I'll put something out on Twitter or whatever. Actually, I actually have a meeting with some of those folks right after this one. Yes. I do not know the answer to that. I'll find out. He wants to know if there's a change field that gets created out of SharePoint Designer that will mark something and knows whether or not it needs to be crawled again. Do you happen to know? You can do it through the XML of the application definition? I haven't opened up one of those in a long time. All right, let's take a look at our crawl log. We got a little hiccup here. We'll go find out what it is. That's my friend. This guy showed up to me today. I think I know how to rough him up a little bit, though. All right, so I'll spend a couple seconds on him here, and then we'll bounce over to Secure Store and talk about that a little bit more. So when I see this error, one of the things I'm going to want to go do is make sure that I have all of the security permissions that I need to go all the way through. Let me go into... Did I uncheck it? Let me get out of search here real quick. Let's go into Central Admin. Service applications. Set permissions. Let me also do the SP Services account. The SP Services account is the context of the search. I'm going to uncheck this box. And then we're going to go ahead and go do another crawl here. Go central admin, service applications, search, content sources, start full crawl. All right, so we're going to let that go. We'll come back and check them out. Let's finish talking about secure store, revert to self, and whatnot. Actually, I'm going to show you the script for revert to self. It is, you can find it on TechNet. I can send it to you however you want to do it. If you're one of those few that don't have, whoop, that wasn't the way it was supposed to be. I got a file corrupted somewhere, but we'll go find them. So as I said before, the revert to self will use the context of the web application of the web application that's being used. So if you have different app pools for each of those web apps, you're going to have to modify each one of those. So it's fairly simple. We basically just get the instance of the BDC. We find the revert to self method, and then we go ahead and set that to true. Now, there's some security concerns around doing that, right? So if you don't have secure store, it makes sense that you're going to want to do it, but revert to self is not something that, it's not a cool trick, right? It's just a way to get to a need of things. Just because you can doesn't mean you should. All right, now, the claims to Windows token service, typically what it's for is it converts a claim to a Windows identifier and passes that information back. SQL Server does not understand claims, nor will it ever, right? It's a massive underwriting to get that to work. But a lot of people, when we're talking about these concepts, they're saying, well, what about the claims? I've heard about this claims to Windows token service. Let's make that work. Well, the way BDC works, it will not honor that. Because BDC is using the W3WP process, it just won't, claims to Windows token service is just not an option for us. What do we see? Oh, we saw that. All right. So some of the common mistakes that we have are there database access issues, secure store, BCS, and trying to figure out what's going on from the crawling. Now, what we'll end up doing is we'll play around as our demo continues and kind of talk about some of these aspects. All right, let me refresh my line of business here. Man, I got messed something up. All right, so I'm going to go to BCS real quick. Managed service applications. Search, administrator, services. What's that? One more time. Yeah, I think it defaults to check, and I'm not sure if that was exactly the issue we had earlier. It was one of the ones that I felt like it was different. This guy had showed up this morning, and I was like, uh-oh, what's going on here? I'm just going to kind of throw down some check boxes here real quick. Well, I normally keep that checked, but today I was having a conversation on that, and we were looking at the particular issue that just popped up, and when we went back and we rebuilt everything, we didn't uncheck it, and everything worked. So that's kind of where I was. I don't know it to be an issue yet. It's something that I'm trying to figure out. All right, so I'm going to come back into search, and we're going to rerun this guy. Content sources. And I guess we're looking for anything past a minute 40 there. Is there any other questions while we wait for this kick through? Yes, sir. Oh, so if you have BDC, that's a great question. There, when you have multiple service applications, you have one that's set as a default. So it'll use that particular one. There are some services that support multiple ones per web app. I think Managed Metadata is one, but all the other ones are, there's a one-to-one relationship, even though you may have more. Yes? What about the claims Windows token service? Right, but BDC doesn't honor the claims of Windows token service. So it won't convert. It won't use claims of Windows token to convert that claim to a Windows token. It's just because of the way the process works. So that means we need to... You have to use Secure Store, or you have to use Revert to Self, or the user's identity. Those are basically your three options. No, and I believe that's the case still. Yes, sir.
My company, I have 1,000 users, so out of 1,000, I want to give 100 users edit permission and 100 users read permission for the piece.
If you wanted to do that particular model, you would have two accounts, right? Use or read, write, and then you would associate each one of those basically to two different content types or external lists. So instead of having just one here, you create two and have different groups. Because when you go, I'll show you what I mean, because just to make sure it's clear. This guy's not going to be my friend. What's that? Yeah, it's on this particular machine, but it is in the log as a partition error or something. All right, so when we go into the BCS, we can create another external content type here. And when we create another external content type, it will create a new entry inside. Let me just click this guy and then go back. Manage service applications, BDC. Every time you create a new one, there's a new list here. So each one would have its own set of permissions. Oh, you can use a group if you want, but I found that the groups are a little, they don't always work with explicit permissions like the search account. The people are still able to do it, but search isn't. In fact, let me just make sure that I don't have anything weird going on there. Let me remove this guy, see if he's a bottleneck. Make sure this guy still works. Central admin. All right, we'll give him a second. Are there any other questions why this guy's crawling? Yes, sir.
Configured in this way, are we still bound by the 2,000 items, 3 meg, or 300 seconds?
2,000 items, yes. That's a hard-coded limit. Yeah, and I haven't tested that in SharePoint Designer 2013 yet, but I believe that has been unchanged. Well, you can change the throttling, but that particular limit is inside the product itself. That's not a SharePoint limit. So that gets confusing because people will go and modify those throttling limits, but then they're not getting their results back. And the same thing is in InfoPath. They're hard-coded that way at 2,000. Yeah, 2,000 rows. Yeah, so that's a good point, too. He's also talking about there's a size of 3 meg as a limit. Yes, sir.
What's new in 2013 here?
It's the same process from 2010 to 2013.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fairly much the same. There. Okay, so there's some external event handlers. Okay. Yes, sir. Oh, profile page. That's a good point. As you get the search results, which hopefully we get in a second. To create the profile pages, I guess I should have checked to see if it was going to be successful or not. Nope. I'll figure out what I missed, and then I'll put it out on Twitter so that if you guys catch that, you'll know where I went astray. But when we go into the BCS, central administration, managed service applications, BCS, we check here, and then we're able to configure the profile pages. We give it our particular URL. So here it would be www.contoso.local. hit the checkbox. And basically, it creates a site. Now, this is a funny error, right? Because once you hit open in a new window, you're going to get a whole verbiage of text. With an OK button. So we'll click OK. It'll go through. It'll create everything. And then basically what these profiles do, there's one page that's there, but it uses an index. So if you have the search results and stuff, it'll send it to this particular page, and then you can brand this page anywhere you want, or not just branding, but use web parts with images and things like that, or use even data from the LOB source to get a customized screen from here. It's a pretty powerful little view. And we'll just close this out. Is there any other questions? My search crawl is busted, so I will find out what's wrong there and let you know.
Is there any way to get around searching to record that it might not be affected in the call time?
Yeah, I mean, I can check the crawl log. I just happened to have seen this like earlier today. So if there's something that I'm doing today that life just doesn't like me. But then we figured it out, or we thought we figured it out. When I come into, where are we going? Application management, managed service applications, search service, take a look at the log. The error is directory links across partitions are not allowed. So what we've ironed it down to is a permission issue that's not exactly obvious to me yet. Yes? Not in this particular farm. I ran all the scripts to build it this morning. Yeah. That's a great point, though. All right, so if there's not any other questions, we'll go ahead and conclude the session here. Thank you for coming out, and hopefully you enjoy the rest of your conversation.